Blog Talk Radio.
Answer. What you bitches want from us?
What?
What they want from us?
What?
While Shonda was promoted,
what?
Sunny out this smoke.
Come on.
Please to be the host.
Right.
Meech gun tote. Neat. Crack. Think you got the cleaver. About two things. Queen B and Diva.
Featuring all y'all daily.
But yet and still. Now y'all on some big shit. Like that dude from True Hill. But yet and still. I'ma still play your record. 8 seasons. About to be 10. Give me a second.
All systems check. 3, 2, 1.
Get ready for your DJ.
Hands down the best party mixer.
Your stage radio.
Now with the hottest party mix.
Let's get this party started.
Drop the beat.
Welcome, everybody, to another Wednesday. Another Women's Takeover, WCW. I'm your girl, Nikki. I'm holding it down for my ladies. They are on the way doing what we do. Who have I got in the building with me?
Beastie. Welcome to
shout out to all my homegirls who was preoccupied at 9 o'clock that's sending me messages. I'm coming. Get your butts where you need to be when you need to be there. How's your week going, Beastie?
Our week going pretty good. Great studio session last night. Shout out to KQDH. Shout out to Sonny the Star Mode Shadow. Shout out to A-Game. A-Game was out there. Shout out to Sean Dallas. He was out there.
That's what's up. I'm excited to play it. I'm excited to play it and let the people hear what is going on because, you know, I got my sneak peek.
Oh, yeah. Song was crazy. I sent it to CJ Tech.
And what did he say?
And Corey, his brother-in-law. Fire. He said he liked it better than Wine and Go Down.
Oh yeah, I'm excited about it. I can see it doing doing big things, leaps and bounds.
Yeah.
So for those of you guys who have not been with us before, this is your first time tuning in. What we do here is we play independent, unsigned artist music. We talk a lot of junk. And on Wednesdays, the Women's Takeover, we get to play our R&B. We get to talk about whatever we want to talk about. And typically, we have anonymous submissions. On occasion, I pull a letter from here or there. And on even more rare occasions, we're able to get the author in the building. So tonight is one of those nights. I see my girls are popping in through. Hey, Diva.
Hey, I was sleeping, girl. Hey.
Diva on them good meds. Me and Diva is in recovery right now. So, y'all give us time, okay? Give us time. Let me see who else is in the building with us. What's up, Carla? Who's calling? Hello. They don't want to talk. Hello, hello.
You call her. You call her.
It's all good. This is what we're gonna do. We're gonna get into this Redemption by Tanola. We're gonna come back. I'm gonna get into the letter. Can't hold y'all
shout
up
to Tanola.
No longer.
Shout to Tanola. Had that big album release party yesterday.
Yes, I'm sorry that we couldn't make it, man. Shout out to Tanola. She's doing big things. All right, so I'm going into this song, Redemption, and we'll be back. This is where it get good. Pay attention.
Redemption, I'm needing forgiveness. As God is my witness, I'm tired of repenting. I'm asking for help, but nobody won't give. give it. I'm begging for help and nobody won't listen. I'm seeking redemption, I'm needing forgiveness. God is my witness, I'm tired of repenting. I'm begging for help and nobody won't listen. I'm asking for help and nobody won't give it. Seeking redemption, I'm needing forgiveness. As God is my witness, I'm tired of repenting. I'm asking for help and nobody won't give it. I'm begging for help and nobody won't listen. I'm seeking redemption, I'm needing forgiveness. As God is my witness, I'm tired of repenting. I'm begging for help and nobody won't listen. I'm asking for help and nobody won't give it.
I be praying, ain't nobody to listen. I gave away the only pot I had to piss in. Niggas think bitches all the same now, some of us different. Use the hairs on your shoulders, not the one on your dick. Got these ugly bitches acting all funky and shit. Listen here, I got real problems. Why my lips always wind up on a liquor bottle? And I don't really see a problem with me drinking problem. Guess that's a drinking problem. Ain't no niggas gonna tell me how I'm gonna move, cause at this point, what I'm gonna lose? Bitches acting like niggas ain't never changed you. Talk shit, try to play you. Mean what you say, say what you want. All girls, I ain't raising no punk. These little niggas coming up won't easily fuck. And staying on your own too, cause everything else is a crutch. Cause the interest on the loan, niggas ask too much. I be the matches that be lighting your blunt. Or the answer to your shit if I ignited it up. Which version of myself do I need to pull up? Do I need to disrupt? Which one of me is really corrupt? Which one of me done had them enough? Cause it's two ways, baby, I done bagged up his stuff. And he probably do the same while I be tidying up. He put me in position with some bitches, had to tighten them up. I pull them fast, had them biting my dust. And really, on days, I don't take it that rough. I could do without a nigga. Put my hands to myself, cause another bitch is playing with the hands I was dealt. I wasn't handing no help, situations I can handle myself. The nigga lying, he defending himself. You know a nigga lying, he defending himself. I'm seeking redemption, I'm needing forgiveness. As God is my witness, I'm tired of repenting. I'm asking for help, but nobody won't give it. I'm begging for help, but nobody won't listen. I'm seeking redemption, I'm needing forgiveness. As God is my witness, I'm tired of repenting. I'm begging for help, but nobody won't listen. I'm asking for help, but nobody won't give it. Seeking redemption, I'm needing forgiveness. As God is my witness, I'm tired of repenting. I'm asking for help, but nobody won't give it. I'm begging for help, but nobody won't listen. I'm seeking redemption, I'm needing forgiveness. As God is my witness, I'm tired of repenting. I'm begging for help, but nobody won't listen. I'm asking for help and nobody won't give. She's Nashville, she done been through a lot. I'm her dog to equal, I want niggas to rock. I wanna blow up this spot, I hope the bitch daddy really get popped. That shit is evil, but I really should stop. But I really would not, I want revenge, so I'm turning tables. And I ain't talking about shit on no record label. You know how much shit took place at the crib. I had to swing a black eye to one of my kids. You know how many bitches probably know where I live. Cause the nigga out here pulling talk with one of the bitch. The bitch probably thick, but she ugly as shit. And everything up for grabs, so I ain't holding that shit. I'm the bitch that he created, so I ain't biting my lip. And I'll probably shoot a nigga before I fight him again. Remember, I'm rolling, so I'm seeking revenge. He the main fucking reason why I'm in this shit. He the one that gotta start it from the fucking beginning. Yeah, he beginning, but I'm probably a finish. I'll tell motherfuckers when I'm finished with him. I bet he never treat a bitch like me ever again. Cause I can fuck a nigga still and we never be friends. Why I gotta pretend? Never ever again. Let my guard down, damn nigga gotta be kid. Niggas like that creating some fucked up women. When she giving up her ass, what the fuck he get? Information to a bitch about the fuck I been. When that become cool, what the fuck I miss? When that become Jimmy, what the fuck I Chris? Nigga really bunked out on the fuck I Chris. When that become Pat, what the fuck I Remy? Nigga really bunked out on the fuck I Chris. On the fuck I Chris. On the fuck I Chris.
I'm seeking redemption, I'm needing forgiveness. As God is my witness, I'm tired of repenting. I'm asking for help, but nobody won't give it. I'm begging for help, but nobody won't listen. I'm seeking redemption, I'm needing forgiveness. As God is my witness, I'm tired of repenting. I'm begging for help, but nobody won't listen. I'm asking for help, but nobody won't give it. Seeking redemption, I'm needing forgiveness. As God is my witness, I'm tired of repenting. I'm asking for help, but nobody won't give. I'm begging for help, but nobody won't listen. I'm seeking redemption, I'm needing forgiveness. As God is my witness, I'm tired of repenting. I'm begging for help, but nobody won't listen. I'm asking for help, but nobody won't give it.
Thanks, Mailbox. We just got a letter. 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 Wonder who it's from.
Hi, everybody. Y'all know why we're here. It's Wednesday, and this is the letter. I pulled this one from a group, and we have the pleasure of having the author tuned in tonight. So if there's questions or something that we just don't quite understand, she's here so she can answer it. So this letter says, please tell me if I'm tripping. You start talking to someone, they tell you they just broke up with someone, and they mention this person was pregnant, but they say, I met them when they was already pregnant. and they salty because they told her they would help her with the baby, but now they're broken up. Cool. You hear nothing else about this. All of a sudden, the baby, now maybe their baby, which don't add up to me, but what the fuck ever, is that allowing you the choice to decide to fuck with them, or did they take that away when they withheld that information? I think it took away my damn choice. I think if it was multiple choice, I would fail because you only told me A and B and not choice C when choice C was the answer. Does this make sense? All right. I'm going to go one by one so that everybody's not talking over each other, and then we're going to have this whole round table. So, Diva, does this make sense as a question?
I'm confused because the baby that wasn't supposed to be his baby is all of a sudden now his baby, and I'm confused. I feel like if that is the case, then he took away her right to make the decision to want to get involved with somebody who had a baby on the way, if that's the case. But if that's not the case and he just wants to be there for the baby, then he just wants to be there for the baby because the real baby daddy might not be shit.
Voila. All right, hold that. And we're going to ask Ty No Lies. Ty No Lies in the building with us tonight, y'all. Ty.
What up?
Does this make sense? She said, does this make sense?
I'm going to tell you right this because this kind of hit home for me a little bit. I've never been in this situation a little bit before. For real. But I had already told dude, you know what I'm saying? Like, when we got together, he was like, hey, I was living with my baby mama. She's pregnant now, but we're not together. We just staying together. I said, well, do you know how crazy that sounds? So you need to find somewhere else to stay because we just started talking. You know what I'm saying? So then I knew the baby was his baby because he already said that. Okay, that's cool. If I decide to keep fooling with you after that, that's on me. But if somebody comes to you and say, this baby ain't mine. She was pregnant before I met her. And now I'm gonna help her, but we not together, so I'm not. Like, I'm gonna be honest with you. I don't wanna believe that everybody is good and everybody tell the truth. But us as women, let's be honest with ourselves, Bree. If you got a gut feeling some stuff ain't right, 9 times out of 10, shit ain't right. So Sue need to be like, what your gut telling you? Because your gut ain't never steered you wrong. And every time I thought some crazy shit wound up being out exactly what I thought it wound up being. So that's on her. You already got these facts in front of you, what he told you, what's happening now, and what you going to choose to do if you say, hey, well, I want you to go get a DNA test. You don't want to forgive nobody. And then the DNA test come back and say the baby yours. Then you did take away that person's right because she might have wanted to still fuck with you anyway if you kept it a band with her. But now you got her out here being faithful and you out here doing other shit. And now she ain't fucking with nobody trying to be the best woman she could be. So, yeah, you just snatched her rights away from her because she could have been out here being a, and I'm not saying this to just say it, but she could have been out here fucking with other niggas. Or being a hoe out here. But you out here being a hoe, and she ain't. So, yeah, you did shoot away her right.
Okay.
So, Ricky got some explaining to do.
He got some explaining to do. Queen B, what you got on this level?
I feel like I just need to hear the whole scenario from the horse's mouth because the whole shit is just twisted and confusing.
I got you. We're going to refer to her as Miss Letter to maintain her privacy.
No, the fuck we not.
Yes, we are. We do not have to show her name. come on through and answer some of these questions. Clear this up for us. We confused.
Tell us a story.
Okay.
Just tell us a story.
Hello. So
hello.
I was talking to this guy, and when we first started talking, he had told me about the girl that he broke up with or whatever. And he was like, I was really, like, trying to make it work because when I got with her, she was pregnant, and I was telling her I would help her with her baby and things of that nature. So I'm like, oh, okay. It was a little bit more information than people normally get, but I was appreciative of the honesty. So I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a messed up situation. So we start kicking it and cooling it and whatnot. As time progressed on, he would go days without talking to me. So I would text him, but he wouldn't text back. He would not respond or nothing of that nature. And I give you two times that I'm going to communicate to you. If you don't respond, then I just wait till you message me back or call me back. So he would always pop back up and say, oh, I was busy, this, that, and the third. Now, I'm not a trusting person at all, so I was already red flagging it. So this latest incident, it took 2 weeks for him to message me back or text me back, and he popped up and was like, oh, I was just busy. This is how he approached it. This is her first time having a baby. So me, I'm like, who first time having a baby? I'm so confused on what you're talking about. You don't have any sisters. And he said, no, the girl I told you I broke up with. And I'm like, what? Now, mind you, this whole time we've been talking, I have not heard nothing else about this girl. He has not told me he was still in communication with her or nothing of that nature. So I was like, okay, that's weird. You said you wasn't, going to help her take care of the baby because y'all no longer together. And he was like, oh, no, the baby may be mine. I said, that doesn't add up. How is it that the baby may be yours if she was already pregnant when y'all met? I'm not understanding. So he tried to tell me that he told me she was already pregnant. And I said, no, because I would have moved differently. I don't want to deal with a fresh baby and a man and his fresh baby. I just don't want to. Like, that's not something I want to deal with. And I feel like you took away my choice to do so. So when you decided to say, oh, I'm going to withhold this information, then that just... In my mind, I'm like, oh, he don't come with anything other than the baggage I had already knew about. And I was okay with that. But when you add a person who's pregnant now and a fresh baby, that's just a whole nother level. So he told me he didn't feel like he took away my choice and that it was none of my business. And that I will miss out on a good person by worrying about stuff that has nothing to do with him. Do with me.
Oh, sir. Woo. I'm sorry, I'm a volcano over here. I am about to erupt.
No, hold on. Let me erupt first. But before Ty works than me, so let me go ahead and go for Ty, because I agree. Okay. Put it like that, baby. So, first of all, girl, it wouldn't even been no more conversation if in the beginning this motherfucker going 24 hours.
Period.
Communication. I am on the plow again. Fuck you. On to the next. Period.
I'm not on the prowl.
Back out to me. Fuck you on the motherfucking prowl. Tooting this little hot ass walking down the street. Shaking my little ass as hard as I can. The fuck? Done. You're done. 24 hours is too much for no communication. I don't care. And then then you said he went 2 weeks. Oh, but he would have not been able to, oh, my bad, I didn't mean to call you a bitch like that, but, I'm just talking. He would not have been able to reach the fuck back out to me at all. 2 weeks. That is 14 days.
So I do want to clarify. At that time, I did go ahead and I deleted his number. So when he did contact me, I didn't know who it was. So he was very upset that I was like, who is this? But I had already told him, like, the worst thing I can do to somebody is tell them, is forget about them. And I told him it would happen if things went like that. Now, I wasn't looking for nothing serious, and I wasn't catching feelings or nothing. I just felt like you definitely tried to play me, and you thought I was a fool, and you thought you got me one. And I told him I felt like him and the baby mama, possible baby mama, whatever you want to call her, when they on good terms, then that's when he decides to not talk to me. And then when they not, he think, oh, I'm going to just pop back up.
He wouldn't even have after them 2 weeks. He wouldn't even been able to explain the situation because I would have been like, "Oh, I apologize, sir, but at this point, you lost a good one because I'd have moved the fuck on back to enjoying my single life and no headache, and your headache because you got me fucked up."
I agree.
Period.
I was waiting for that.
I ain't even about to give you the opportunity to even explain yourself. As soon as I said who this and you was mad because, oh, well, my bad. I didn't know you existed anymore because you didn't know I existed. Because motherfuckers make time for what they want to make time for, and motherfuckers didn't make time for me. So I definitely removed you from my time.
Again.
At this point, there was nothing the fuck else for you to even hit my line about. Have a good day, sir.
I'm sorry, baby. I need you to hit that thing you said one more time. When you said you wasn't worried about me, I didn't know you existed.
You did. Exactly. You're done. You're not no longer in my vision, in my sight, in my thought. I don't give a shit. Fuck you. You said fuck me. Now it's fuck you times two. Boy, bye.
All I'm going to say is...
Go ahead, Ty. What you got?
Go ahead. Because when I go, I'm going to be all over. I want somebody else to go before me because, baby, I got to say.
Boy, fuck you in my angel voice.
I got you. Boy, fuck you.
Right.
So, with the missus, because it ain't telling no lie, this is the missus right now. Baby, I ain't even gonna lie to you. I done been where you been at. Niggas go 14 days without calling me. I started thinking about, I be at the house, probably snotting and crying and shit. Then I be like, you know what? This nigga don't care whether I'm alright or not. The fuck am I crying for? Right? So then I started not paying niggas attention. And guess what I got back in return? Attention. Oh, now you pay me some attention. Start being disrespectful with a nigga and see how much attention he paid you. He want to know who you hanging with. He want to know who your friends is. He want to know why you ain't hitting him up like you used to. Take the paragraph no more. Oh, nigga, I just want to know if you going to come through with the dangling and then you can go on about your business because that's all I want right now. And then you can slide off and do whatever the fuck you want to do. I'm just being real because, for real, baby, my gut ain't never steered me wrong. And when I got in detective mode, I got bars for days. But when I get in detective mode, the same way I go about the music, I will go through people phone playing. I'm sorry. Y'all may not want to hear this. But let's be real about the shit. Bitches do shit like that. If a bitch feel like, okay, I'm going to wait till the nigga sleep. I know all the nigga information. I could lock a nigga out his phone, and he don't even know how to get back in. I'm going through all that shit, because something telling me something ain't right, and you telling me I'm the only motherfucker you fucking with, and I ain't. And, bitch, I'm texting those texts to myself, so when I ask you again, is you fucking with anybody else? And you say, nah, I ain't fucking with nobody. Well, who this? Who this, bitch? What's this number? What you talk about right here? Oh, now you shouldn't have went through my phone. Now, don't try to switch this back over on me, bitch, because I could have been out here fucking with other niggas. And you was privileged. But now you about to miss out on a good thing, like you said. And then when I go out here and show my fucking ass, now you want me back. But you won't think about these legs of this ass when you had it. So I'm gone. And I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want to do. So all I'm telling you is if you got that mentality right now, stick with that. And don't let nobody ever try to change. If a nigga come to you and y'all ain't been talking about for a week and the nigga started showing you some shit that you don't like, I ain't never believed this shit until I had to go through it myself. But when the motherfucker show you who they really are, believe they ass. Believe them. Because they don't get no women in
it. He was wrong from day one. Because like you said,
he definitely offered too much information from the gate. So he already felt like he had something to hide, because you don't just meet no female and just start trying to talk to him and then talk about some, well, I got this girl pregnant and I'm going to help her with her baby. Well, I don't even know you. That's when it should have been not your business. The fuck?
Exactly. What's the whole don't worry about things that don't have nothing to do with you for me? Because if we're going to be together, then that has something to do with me. Yeah.
Exactly. And you're supposed to be my nigga. You got a baby. Nigga, that got everything the fuck to do with me.
That, and I explained that. I said, you're right. You don't have, it is not your obligation to tell me. You are absolutely right. But the moment you decide you're going to pursue me, that's the moment that I have the obligation to know about any of the baggage that you about to bring to my door. And I don't understand why he didn't understand that. And it just turned into an argument that I wasn't about to entertain. I'm just like, nah, I'm good. It's cool. You know, I'm going to back off. You a cool person or whatever, but you a liar, and that's just as simple as that. You're lying. You're lying about your whole life at this point.
I know we're gonna hear the song at 10 o'clock, man.
With that being said, y'all, we do have some males on the line that's waiting to give their perspective too.
Oh, I would love to hear this because I'm a great debater.
Before we jump into it, I do have to get these drops. We pay some bills. I'm going to play a song that I would like to dedicate to you tonight. I want to dedicate this song to you, and the name of the song is called Trash. I find that we play it at least once every Wednesday, but tonight, this is definitely for you. We'll be back. Don't y'all go nowhere. I got drops. I got music. We coming back. We got more perspective, more input. It's just 9:30 and it's still 7:30.
Yerp, what's good? It's Ernie Bussey, and you are now tuned in to the hottest station on the planet, the Stage Radio. We out here.
Yes, yes, and this is Lila Ike, and I'm representing for the Women's Takeover Show. You don't know, say, with Nikki and Niecy. And I'm the biggest fan. Love how you play, yes, you are real champion. Word on the street. At this year, sure come for lockdown the scene. Keep it blazing.
How are you still playing? Are you too damn over now? Everybody said you should've already thrown in a towel. But you're still trying to play with it. Still trying to stay in it. Trying to keep up with your homeboy. Keep trying to hang with him. You ain't learned a thing yet. It's yourself a pain, yeah. Them old ass moves, nigga, you ain't even playing this stage no more. You still hanging up, throw your jersey to the crew anyway. I'm a third old nigga away. Third old nigga away.
These niggas be going to my for what you're good for, really a free play, nigga.
I already don't trust you. You're trying to make me love you. You know that you would level up if I would cuff you. I never liked you in the first place, but you wanted me in the worst way. But I can never settle with you when you don't deserve me. Oh. You still hanging up, throw your jersey to the rafters. You ain't fooling nobody, I know just what you after.
Crew.
good to give it to lames. Throw the whole nigga away. Not half. Not half. We don't need a piece. We don't need a piece. We throwing the whole one.
Y'all know that's my
throw
favorite song.
Throw the whole
song.
Nigga away.
The whole
away.
Is,
throw
the whole
nigga away.
Blasting it. I'm going to be blasting it when I pass by niggas. Like, throw the whole nigga. I'm like, this been tripping.
It is on Spotify, too, if y'all are looking for that Jordan Pauline. That is from the first time Nikki played that song
loyal,
when I was four.
Stay away from me.
The
fuck?
Yes.
What's the
that's
name
so
of the
loyal.
Song? Tell me what's the name of the song right now.
It's called Trash.
It's called Trash.
Oh, okay. I'm about to put it and throw the whole nigga away. I don't know. I'm just doing whatever.
Trash, and the artist's name is Jordan Pauline. But we're going to bring it back. I'm going to ease up into BC. We got Kazerny, who is, he's an artist. He does all kinds of music. And he's going to give us the male perspective tonight. I don't even know if he knew I was going to throw him in the hot seat. But what's up, Kazerny? You called in on a Wednesday. What's up?
We had to do
it's only fair. You
blind man
heard. I'm sure you heard the situation, and I'm sure you heard what the ladies have added. Give us your perspective as a male. What is she tripping? Are we tripping? Should we not feel this way?
No, I don't think y'all tripping. I'm telling you to stay tonight. You ain't doing this to me tonight, nigga. Y'all definitely not tripping.
Cause I light your ass up. You don't want
to if a man is feeling a woman enough to pursue her, and he got another woman pregnant, if he's anything like me, which that's not like me at all, he really.
I'm listening.
Got some kind of attachment to that woman that not having a baby, but I just feel like for me, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't try to talk to no other woman and I got a baby on the way. See what I'm saying? If I just finished sleeping with a woman the night before today, I wouldn't try to talk to another woman, but I don't know the situation. I don't know how far along this lady was in a pregnancy.
You heard the situation. You trying to skate. And that's all good. I understand.
I have to because, I mean, it's not my situation. But I totally agree with you guys. If my daughter was in that situation, I'd tell her that nigga. I mean, that's how I see it. Or my sister's in that situation. Tell her to fuck that nigga.
That's the safest move. Agree.
I got
that. Safest move. Because right now you in a den of alpha females, lionesses, if you will.
Okay, you know the lioness is the one. Look, you know the lioness is the ones who go out there and hunt for the prize. It ain't the men.
Of course,
it's
of
the
course.
Women. Come on now.
So Beastie is here. He wants to jump in.
Okay.
Oh, we get ready to hear the
song. I don't know how this gonna go. Let me get the song together. Beastie,
get the song together.
What's up, Beastie?
What's good, ladies? How y'all doing?
Hey, Beastie.
Come
on,
Kevin. What's good? A whole lot of BMW shit going on tonight.
You see how she tried to do me?
Yeah.
Try to do me.
but I got you, bro.
That's what we do.
I got you, bro. I ain't scared to try no lie.
Yeah, he funny as fuck.
I got you. Nick, read
what? All right. I'm going to give y'all a refresher. Here we go. Please tell me if I'm tripping. You start talking to someone, they tell you they just broke up with someone, and they mention this person was pregnant, but they say, I met the person when they was already pregnant. And they salty because they told her they would help her with the baby, but now they're broken up. Cool. You hear nothing else about this. All of a sudden, the baby now may be their baby, which don't add up to me, but what the fuck ever. Is that allowing you the choice to decide to fuck with them, or did they take that away when they withheld that information? I think it took away my damn choice. I think if it was multiple choice, I would have failed because you only gave me A and B. And not choice C when choice C was the answer. Does this make sense? With footnotes, let me give the footnotes. He has a tendency to disappear. No calls, 24 hours, we've been sued. You got random shit popping up. It's a lot going on with all that. So what you got?
Oh, yeah. So what I got? Hold up. Trying to get the smoke down. Shout out to this weed. This shit killing me.
You said gas. You know you only smoke that gas, not the gas.
Nah. All right. I keep saying that. D-Bob got to find some gas. Everybody got gas. Shit. All right. This way I'm at with it. I don't think he fucked up your options. I don't think so. Because if he promised this bitch he going to take care of the kid, whether it's his or not, it's his. Daddy ain't there. Daddy wasn't there. He promised to take care of the kid. So either way, that's his kid. So no. I don't think he took away from your options. You took away from your options. Now, let's get the buddy. Oh, yeah, buddy. Ain't no real nigga gonna tell some new chick he just starting to fuck with that ain't his baby. Bitch, that's a part of you. You denying you to this woman for some buns. Fuck them buns. My baby come first. So ain't denying me for no buns. No buns. Then this nigga disappeared. Come back days later. Talk about you don't remember me. Get mad. Because she don't remember him. Back up. Let's back up, because we in this car. Back up.
Oh, no, we in the car, y'all.
So we find out. So she find out that this is really your kid. You lame ass dude. You lame for that, bruh. Because she probably wouldn't have gave a fuck. Yo. People be wasting. Yo, everybody on this phone. Everybody motherfucking somebody I don't lie. Everybody on this phone has lied. Everybody on this fucking phone right now. Everybody on this phone has lied. But you wasted a good one, you dumb fuck. You wasted a lie. Your daddy should have jerked off that day, bro.
Well,
because you wasted a lie, bro. You wasted a lie, bro. You wasted it. I hear Ty No Lie talking about she be in the house, she was in the house, and she had to get herself together. Fuck these niggas.
But Beastie, look.
Straight like that. Right. Hold on.
That shit, listen.
Hold on.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Hold on. This nigga crazy. I wonder what he was telling the pregnant chick when he was spending time with Miss Letta.
Oh,
I wonder what he was telling her when he was with Miss Letta.
No, she has VCN.
Play the music.
Uh-oh.
This motherfucker said, It's none of your business. This motherfucker said, it's none of your business. You piece of shit. He said, it's none of your business. You sorry sack of shit. You sweat from a baboon's balls. This motherfucker said, it was not your business. Who the fuck you talking to, bitch? Who are you talking to? Roll your blunt, nigga. Because I know you smoke. Roll your blunt, nigga. Pull up.
So
pull up. Pull up. Jack Daniels.
I love it. I love it.
So
Jack Daniels. Light your blunt, nigga. Rev your car. Gas it. Gas it. Gas it. And fly your ass off the bridge. Kill yourself. This nigga crazy. Who the fuck you talking to? It's none of your business. Bitch, you didn't use up what you used up a lie on some stupid shit. She might have still gained you booty. But your dumb ass used up a lie and fucked your whole shit up. Now she confused. Diva confused. Don't know what's going on. Cause of you, motherfucker. My co-host confused. Everybody don't know what the hell's going on. Cause of you. Fuck you, nigga. Rewind. Fly back out the water. Jump and go fly. Rewind. Rewind. Fly back out the water. Back on the bridge. Cash it. Cash it. Cash it. Try again, bitch. Kill yourself.
Listen. Everybody from the stage want to get in the car with the all black one, just like the Omen, and ride out on this nigga. I don't care what you say. I don't care what nobody say, bro. All of them want to ride out. Go find out who this nigga and pull up on him and be like, this how we come. This how we coming through right here since you were playing shit. This how we come through.
No!
Me personally,
I don't want to kill him.
I'm telling you.
No!
This is taking the dark turn.
I don't want to kill him. No, no, I want him to kill himself. I want him to kill himself.
Right, I was going to say, we're not getting in this car.
Fuck that. No, no.
Wait a minute.
He got to be in it by himself.
Stop the music.
Fucking douchebag.
Right. 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 Queen Bee, you heard me? I don't want to get in this car. He got to be in there by himself.
Note to self, I will keep Ty's number stored, though, in case I need a ride out, because she was ready.
I'm ready.
She
was ready.
It ain't even me. It's the missus. It's the missus in me that be ready, because she ain't putting up with nobody's bullshit. She's tired of motherfuckers lying to her. She's tired of motherfuckers thinking they could do anything, and it's not going to be consequences. Bro, you cannot... Bruh, everybody, let me put it to y'all like this, and I'm going to say this, and this is going to speak for itself. Everybody's feelings is not meant to be played with.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
I'm not saying, I rap about it, and then I get off.
You know what I'm saying? I rap about it, and then I get off. And once I say what I got to say in my rap, that's already lyrical suicide for a motherfucker. It don't matter whether you rap or not. Niggas that fuck with me, not even about to fuck with you because you done fucking killed yourself out here. Do you understand what I'm saying? Can you picture it? So,
can you picture him just driving off that bridge right now? Into that water?
Yes. It's
killing
suicide. Look, you done killed yourself off. I ain't even got to do it. I could just murder you on the track. And then now you is irrelevant out here. Now you irrelevant.
And now you want to be back in the spotlight. So a nigga going to try to get back in your good graces. You feel me? A nigga will play on your heartstrings to get back in your good graces. You could delete a nigga number. The nigga's going to find you. He'll get one of his homeboys to contact you and fucking send you a friend request, and it'd be this nigga. You know what I'm saying? Just so he could talk to you because you don't know who the fuck he is. But it's like I tell people all the time, like you, like BC said, motherfucker out here wasting a good life for nothing. A motherfucker might still want to fuck with you if you just keep it a band with them. Just don't lie to me.
Right.
It's certain shit I can put up with if you being honest. If you being honest, you might be trying to be a person that fucked up and you trying to mend your mistakes. You know what I'm saying? But if you lying, then that means if you lie to me, you lie about anything. If you lie to me about some shit that is stupid and I just met you, you lie to me about anything.
Yo, she just met the man. She just met the man. And it's
so if you lie to me and you just met me, if we get serious, you're going to lie too.
Yep.
Man.
That's how I'm trying to tell the people. And I always tell people, like, and they go, and once I say this, y'all gonna agree with what I say. Once I say this, y'all gonna agree with it. Once you tell one lie, you gotta follow up with another lie. You gotta tell a lie to cover up that lie. And you gotta tell.
That's why you better
remember the first lie you ever told, cause a bitch don't never forget. I'm not the motherfucker that forget. I remember everything.
You gotta.
I done had a motherfucker so mad with me. I done had a motherfucker so mad with me, the motherfucker stole my notebook, thinking I wouldn't remember no shit. Nah, baby. I got it on the phone. I got it in my memory bank. What are we doing right now? That was just a book. I keep multiple copies of what the fuck I got going on. So,
is crazy,
the lying is irrelevant
is
because
crazy.
At the end of the day, if you just be honest, you don't have to lie about shit. You don't have to go back and think, damn, did I tell the bitch that the bitch was already pregnant, or did I not tell the bitch that? Because niggas don't remember.
Yo.
Come on now.
Well,
for
baby,
real.
That's the point right there. He probably said something. Right there. He said that, trying to lay a foundation and then forgot and come back later like, oh, yeah, that is my kid. Like,
Miss Letter still here? How did she find out that this was the little nigga? How did she find out about little nigga? That was little nigga. How did she find out?
No, so he went missing for 2 weeks. So, like, I wasn't really too pressed on the relationship. So when he called me, I had already deleted his number. And I'm like, who is this? So he had the audacity to ask me for a favor. I'm like, hell no. Like, what the fuck? So he gets into talking about the reason he went missing for 2 weeks. And he
Hold on, Miss Lady. Hold on, Miss Lady. We know. What did he ask you? What was the favor? Hold on. We want
to know. Oh, so his job is right around the corner from my house. So apparently, I guess they locked their keys in the work truck. And he wanted me to go to his job to bring him the work keys. Now, this is after not speaking for 2 weeks, after I haven't talked to you, I forgot what you looked like 2 weeks ago. So I told him politely, no, I want favors. I said politely, hell no is what I actually said. So he gets to laughing, and he said, oh, so you don't know who I am no more? I'm like, nah, it's been two weeks. Like, why? I don't know why you think I would be waiting on you. At that point, though, he slips up and says, I just been super busy. This always his excuse when he go missing. I just be super busy. I got a lot going on. And then he says, this is her first baby. Now, I know he only got brothers, so I was confused. I'm like, who's first baby? Because you don't have any sisters. What are you talking about? And that's when he goes to explain and says, the girl I told you I broke up in the beginning, remember I told you, that possibly may be my baby. And I was like, pause. No, you didn't. You never told me that may possibly be your baby. Now, you said something earlier where you were like,
if he was gonna take care of the child. Don't get me wrong. If that's what he would have said, I would have been like, kudos to you, because my biological dad didn't take care of me, so kudos. You know, if you want to be there for that person, that's not what he said. He said that they are no longer together, so they weren't taken care of. He didn't want to be apart anymore. That they had fell off in communication. He didn't want to be with her. They didn't talk anymore. He just went into a bunch of stuff about her. So if he had said, oh, you know, I had told her I was going to take care of the baby, we still communicate, and I want to, okay, you giving me something to work with. I can then at that point tell you if I feel like dealing with that baggage, which a new baby, that's just something I don't want to deal with. But no, he never even said that. So when he slipped up and told me that, it went into this whole argument of me not having a choice. I just don't feel like a person, if you know you have a baby on the way, or this is how I put it to him. I said, if I was pregnant, you can clearly see that I am pregnant. You will be able to see that. I can't hide that. So you have that choice at that point to be like, I will deal with this girl when she's pregnant, or I don't want to. I can't clearly look at you and see you may have a baby on the way. That is the information
so be
you
honest.
Have to offer up to me.
So be honest. Would you have fucked with him if you knew that was his baby?
Not in the sense of how our relationship was going. He was still cool, and I would have been like, yeah, you still cool, but I could not fuck with you in that way. But I had brought this man around my kids. He had brought his son around my son, like, to this day type thing, that their sons, my son and his son is still friends. Like, they still communicate.
Oh, that was awesome.
I would have never had done
okay.
I would have never done that shit had I had known about the situation, because that's just not something that right now that I want to deal with. And I know I don't want to deal with it.
So
I'm not mad at you. I'm going to tell you right now, Ms. Letter, I'm not mad at you, because the different me's that everybody see come from all of that. It come from the hurt woman that got lied to and fucking still try to fuck with a nigga, try to save a nigga. You know how they be like, don't save her. She don't want to be, it's niggas out there that's hoes, and they don't want to be saved. But I was trying to save niggas. And then I got to a point in my life where I'd be like, you know what? I can't save them. Just let them be out there. Let them be for the streets. You know what? Let somebody else try to save them. Oh, because when I tried to save you, I was doing good. But now these other motherfuckers out here ain't doing you like I was doing you.
So, Todd, would you have stayed? Would you have stayed if Buddy would have told you?
I'm going to tell you, she on some real, on the real, real deal, Holyfield shit. I've been in that situation. And the nigga was straight up with me, and we worked the shit out. The nigga moved out from with his baby mama.
Okay.
Listen, nigga moved out from with his baby mama. Eventually, we started staying together, and that shit was okay. But, like I said, when a person show you who they really are, you need to believe them. So I'm trying to save a nigga that was a hoe. But you always going to be a hoe. So I really can't save you. So now I'm fucking my own self up trying to save you, depreciating my value, lowering my standards, trying to prove to you some shit that I don't need to prove, because I'm better than this. I'm way fucking better than this. So what I got to prove shit to you for? I don't care if I can't be friends, and I'm not saying that to be disrespectful. I'm saying that, like, if I don't want to be bothered with that situation, I'm cutting off all ties to that shit. You know what I'm saying? And then if I choose to fuck with that situation, that's on me, anything that happens after that. So you got to know what your worth is.
Would you have stayed or bounced if Buddy would have been honest?
I'm going to tell you right now, BC, to be honest.
Hold on, Ty.
Let's do it like this. It's 10 o'clock. Let me play a song, get these drops, and we're going to come back, and then we'll do the whatever. Because I'm here for the scenario. I'm ready.
Let's go.
It's going to be good.
We got to play some more music. We'll be back.
Takeover Wednesdays with Nikki and me, playing that R&B, and you heard it from me. Yo, what up, it's Mike the Gift, rocking with the Stage Radio, WTW. Make sure you tune into it.
What's happening? It's your girl, Meech Lovin, you kicking it with the Stage Radio. Hear the hottest music from independent artists worldwide, Monday through Friday from 9 to 11. Let go.
All right, True Music Management, Queen Behind the Scene, and you know I'm tuning in on Wednesdays to the Women's Takeover on the Stage Radio with Nikki and Meech.
You're live in the mix with the Stage Radio.
The Stage Radio.
We back. Shout out to D and Kazerni on that king.
All right, I'm listening.
Let me tell y'all, that's my favorite song. That is my favorite
song.
Yes, exactly. Shout out to Nikki on that song.
Nikki smashed it. She smashed it.
Yeah.
Yes, she did.
Because Zani is going to get up and shoot that video, man.
Where I been at? So, Nikki, you do music? I'm down here like y'all doing music and stuff. Oh, BC, you think I ain't hear you on the phone with A-Gang? Oh, it's going to happen. Cardinal Live coming through.
Yeah.
I don't do no music.
I'm going to tell you, Cardinal Live.
I'm going to play that song because I played that song because it was in line with what we're talking about. If I can't have that, then I'm going to be the leader of the dogs in the pack. What's your question, BC?
First of all, I want to say, Ty, no lie, I can't wait till you hear the new joint with Beastie and A-Game and Thunder Star and QDH. Oh, my God. Anyway, Nikki, so would you have said?
If what?
If he told you, yeah, he was fucking with this girl he broke up with her, you know what I mean? I was fucking with this shorty, you know what I mean? But she pregnant. But I ain't fucking with her.
Not in his best New York
voice. I mean, so, what you want to do,
his
sir?
Best New York voice.
What
in
you
want
to do, sir? You trying to fuck with me or not, shawty? What you trying to do? Come on.
And
if it's my time to answer the question, Paul, absolutely not. Absolutely not. I'm with her 100%. 100%. Coming into a relationship with a new pregnancy or a new baby, you as a woman should already understand that there's still emotional attachment in that situation. It's a new baby. That's 9 months. That's doctor visits. I don't care how much he say he ain't around. That's communication. If he's doing what he's supposed to, that's communication at minimum once a week at the doctor's visit. Minimum. Her feet hurt. She got a craving. You taking her food, and I got to sit and watch. I ain't got time. No. It's a new baby. The same thing. You over there, babies make people feel like something. Babies are smelling good.
Yeah.
Oh, look at baby. Now y'all bonding over coos and giggles and shits. And I don't know. No, I would not. We can be cool, but no, sir. Nothing further.
Where the queen
Absolutely
be?
Absolutely not.
Where the queen be?
She's there.
Queen be. Doing whatever.
You know, she be beating
does.
Her kids. Right.
Don't put that on the radio.
She
be her kids on the radio.
She
be at her house first thing in the morning.
That's
crazy.
Beat your kids ass. Beat them kids ass.
We advocate. Like
no,
how Money Mike say, fuck a kid up.
I was halfway
listening, I ain't
gonna lie.
Yo, Queen B, so what would you do?
He
wants
you to run into
nigga,
again.
Nigga, pull up. What up, shorty? Yeah, I used to fuck with this bitch. she got a baby on the way. What would you do? But I don't fuck with her no more. I'm trying to, you know what I mean? What would you do?
I'm going to continue to do what I've been doing. Keeping on pushing down the motherfucking road to the next nigga house.
Right on down the road.
You know the best advice somebody ever gave me?
My petty ass, I might fuck with his neighbor just so he could watch me be happy, goddamn it.
Look,
nigga, you fucking tried me.
Yo.
Hold on, I need to enjoy this. I need all of this right now. She said, I might fuck with your neighbor.
So you can see me.
Oh, my God. I'm telling you, I love it. I'm all over that. Bro, I need to hear that in a song. Somebody need to put that in a song. Oh, my God, it's too many.
Don't be mad if I do it first. BC, it's either going to be you or it's going to be me.
Oh, my God, that's so awesome.
She's on it right now.
I fuck with your neighbor. Your neighbor?
I'm still in my bar.
That's some gangster. Listen,
no. Listen to this. I need y'all to understand.
I'm sorry, what you got?
I'm telling you like this. When I did the damn listening party yesterday and shit, right, I said some shit niggas ain't never hear. Everybody hear the disrespectful shit. Niggas hear the all bars shit. But I said some shit where I was going through something like that. And there's a song on the album called Nothing. The shit come out Friday. Y'all be able to download Schizophrenia. It's a song funny called Nothing. And I was like, what would you do if you feel like you had nothing left to lose? If you was the type of female who always, like, was submissive to a nigga, you know, you got with a nigga and you was like, okay, I'm going to try to be the best motherfucker I could be to prove to this nigga that it's some real bitches out here, but you still getting the same results, what would you do? Would you start speaking your mind and saying, I'm not going to put up with this shit? And
oh,
I
need that on Friday.
You know what I'm saying? I don't have to put up with this shit. You feel me? Like, I'm a good-ass motherfucker out here, and when you lose me, you're going to feel me. When you lose me,
period, for
you
the rest of your motherfucking life, period, you're
so,
going to fucking
when know
I tell
my goddamn you, name. I'm going out here, and I'm showing my ass goddamn physically and lyrically. You got here right, I'm going to show my fucking ass. I ain't showing my real ass, but motherfucker, I had the goddamn shorts with the goddamn expensive behavior on the back. So when I show my ass, you know exactly what the fuck I'm talking about.
So top. You just be out there showing your fake ass?
I be out there showing my little booty. Because my booty used to be big, but I got skinny. So I got a little booty. Little booties matter too.
I'm not out there showing my real ass, just my fake ass.
Right. All right, keep going though. Keep going. Go to Diva. Diva. What you gonna do
Diva,
in this situation?
What you gonna do, Diva? What up, Shorty?
Oh,
I used to fuck with this bitch.
Listen. I ain't even gonna front with y'all and be like, I'm
gonna
say, hell nah. I'm gonna ask how far along is she, first of all, because that plays a role in everything. And then
we start
calculating. Yeah.
Diva's on meds, y'all. Diva's on meds. So she high.
Yo, you know who Diva sound like? Diva sound like Nick Beans. Like female Nick Beans, like. Yo, listen to this show tomorrow. Yeah. I'll bet you. She sound like female Nick Beans just now. Like,
what's going in this situation, Diva?
Then I'm going to ask how far along is she? Like, what y'all relationship shit is? I'm going to ask all the questions in the beginning so it ain't no... it ain't none of your business, because if you can't be transparent with me in the beginning, then it ain't no need for us to even be kicking in. That's what it is. Transparency
can,
is
can
everything
I put
in
there?
The beginning.
I did say, like, what was the relationship? He trivialized that relationship. So he made it seem like that it was a minuscule thing, like they had not been cool for long. He was just standing there to have a place, and then she kicked him out. So he minimized their relationship. Yeah,
he was
like minimized. So I did ask questions. Don't get me wrong, but I like I said, I'm completely non-trusting of people to begin with. But I'm in therapy, and my therapist said, how about you try to be a little bit more open? It didn't work this time because I knew from the beginning that he was spewing bull. Let me applaud you for being into therapy because that's important. Mental health is important. And these niggas will drive you off your rocker, intentional or not. You put so much into everything you got going on, and then you turn around and you're lying to me for no reason. You could have snapped, so I commend you. We could be watching First 48.
She snapped.
We could be watching Lifetime. And it's a Lifetime story. So I want to commend you. I want to commend you on your therapy because that's an accomplishment, sis. Way to go. Fuck that nigga.
We moving on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let me add because now that you said it like that, and I know you said I was in a line, been with the alpha females, and y'all lying.
I did.
For us men, you know, we real strong. We play an important role. You know, I don't care how strong a woman is. If she love a dude, she's able to give him a level of love and submission. So, I mean, if you going to sleep with a chick and you know you ain't going to deal with her, man, just strap up, nigga. For real. Like, don't be...
Right, that's right. Stop.
If you're not willing, right. Just... Because if you... Like,
right.
I ain't going to tell a man what to do with his life, but... That's a baby. That's another life that's
right.
Involved in it. So like, strap up, man, and shit. Try to
exactly.
Keep on baby. Like,
it's not about another life, yo. You gotta deal with this woman if you a real nigga
for at least 18 years.
Right, and see, that's what I was getting at. Like, that's what I was getting at. I would see what the relationship was like and meet her, too, because that's very important. If you're going to be with him, you got to deal with her as well. And if he ain't up for y'all meeting, then you know it's on some bullshit. So, honey, keep on walking. Like CC Peniston said, shit. No fuck. In Diva's scenario, my imagination says that they was humping and the penis was good because I don't care to meet her. I'm not going that far. Hell no. Like I said, there's attachment. I don't care how far along she is in the pregnancy. I don't care. New babies, pregnancies, they have emotional attachment.
But see, y'all know I'm a lover, so you know my opinion is different. Like a lot of times, you know, I do get on my fucking nigga shit. You know, I do get on my fucking nigga shit, so I do think it might be the drugs.
Nikki,
definitely
the drugs. Did she say if it was his first?
He said it was her first.
So he, see, this is the thing. He already had two kids. So I knew about two kids. They older, though. They not babies. So I was comfortable with that baggage. It was when you add on a new baby because, like, I'm horrible with names, but the previous person was talking. It comes with emotions. I know exactly what it feels like to be pregnant. I got two of my own, and I know what emotion I had towards at least one of my baby daddies. And I couldn't be put in that position. Like I wouldn't put a male in that position to have to just compete with that other person. So I know
but
that
see,
he could possibly have an attachment to her, and she got an attachment to him. It could become unhealthy, and somebody said snap. No.
So but see, everybody's different because, see, I got 7 kids, and I know once I got pregnant, it was fuck that nigga. I didn't want to deal with that nigga because fuck him. Like, fuck you. So, see, that's why I can always deal from the other side. Like, nigga, I'm pregnant. I don't want to look at you. I don't want to see you. I don't want to deal with you. Like, fuck you. So that's why I can always stay from that side because that's how I was. Like,
Nikki, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
This nigga used up a good lot. This dumb motherfucker, yo, I'm telling you. Can't be hearing no more lies. Like 2021, stop lying. Make a promise to not lie about nothing in 2021 this year, nothing. Even if your butt bitch and somebody asks what's wrong, say my butt bitch. No more lies. No more lies, man. 2021. What's wrong with you? My ass is switching.
Period.
No matter. No more lies, man. 2021. Let's stop
it. We'll be back.
No more lies.
Stop lying. Damn.
on the track.
No more lies between me and you, no surprise. When I stay with you, I shine. Fighting for you, I don't need no lies. Oh, you. We were the
performing the hell out of that song every time I be performing the hell out of that song.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? You know what's crazy?
I like that. I like that a lot. That sounds good.
He said, I'm glad I didn't hear him. What did he say?
I said, from a fellow R&B artist, that sounds is dope. I like dope.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, you know what's crazy? You can't go through life, though, without lies. You're going to lie. You're going to lie. You're going to lie to your boss. Oh, I can't come in today. I'm sick. But
right.
You want to go shopping because you got to be sick.
You need to go get your hair done. That's what you went
into.
You're
going to get your hair done. You're going to lie. You're going to lie to your man. Oh, I can't do it tonight. I got a headache. You gonna lie. There's gonna be a whole lot of lying going on. I'm telling you. You gonna tell your kid Santa Claus is coming to town. There's gonna be a whole lot of lying. You cannot escape it. You gonna lie about
you
something.
You end up having a hippopotamus for Christmas.
All right. But you don't lie about your kid, nigga.
That's a fact.
Not your kid, nigga. Like, that's your kid. You should have put you should have protected yourself. How about that? Not your kid, man.
Mm-hmm.
You should have put. Come on, you just nutted it up, got a pregnant. Now you don't want to be with her. Do she not want to be with you? That's what you need to be investigating, Miss Well. You need to go holler at her. Why you don't want to be with this nigga?
Period. Period.
Right. What did he do?
I call motherfuckers. I call motherfuckers and say, hey, this is my husband. He can't have no friends. Period. I don't care if you work with him or not. He can't have no friends.
No,
I'm just being honest. I'm just being honest. You know why? Because if you know how a nigga moves, you know how you need to be like, hey, nigga, it's certain shit you just can't do. You know what I'm saying? And if you do this shit, then I'm out. You feel me? If I done put up with your bullshit, or if I thought I could try to save you, and I'm out here being the best that I could be, and you still out here on some dumb shit, you know, maybe I need to go out here and do my dumb shit. And show you how I really could turn it up. Because you know bitches could always do it better than niggas. I mean, I'm just being honest. Niggas don't like that. A bitch could get hurt and get cheated on, and she accept the nigga and take him back and go on about her regular business. A nigga, I think about you talking to a nigga, and he can't accept it.
You
now you're a
dirty bitch.
He don't want to fuck with you no more. You ain't shit. You ain't never going to be shit. So why the fuck
right.
I can't treat niggas like they ain't shit and they ain't never going to be shit? What make you better
period.
Than me, nigga? Nothing. Period. Not a fucking thing. I'm going to do you exactly how you do me. I'm matching energy. I'm matching energy. You don't call me for 2 weeks, you might not hear from me for 2 weeks. Oh, well. Now it's a month. That's all
talking about
I'm
talking
about. I'm just saying what we're doing right now. That's all
listen,
I'm saying.
Listen, they be talking about weight. Wait. Wait,
yes,
wait,
honey.
Wait. I got calls for all that y'all talking about right now. I'm doing you by Queen B. We'll be back.
That's what's up.
You keep on doing you, I'ma do you too. You keep on doing you, show me what to do. You keep on doing you, baby, you the truth. You keep on doing you, so I'ma follow you. You keep on doing you, I'm gon' get a few. You keep on doing you, I see you have no loot. You keep on doing you, I'ma do you too. You keep on doing you, show me what to do. You keep on doing you, baby, you the truth. You keep on doing you, so I'ma follow you. Damn, what I do, babe? Say what you doing, and I say shoot and
you, show me what to do. You keep on doing you, baby, you the truth. You keep on doing you, so I'ma follow suit. You keep on doing you, I'm gon' get a few. You keep on doing you, I see you have no moves. You keep on doing you, I'ma use you too. You keep on doing you, show me what to do. You keep on doing you, baby, you the truth. You keep on doing you, so I'ma follow suit. Be. Do what you do, it don't matter to me. Being like you, oh yeah, that's the key. Don't call my phone, tryna cop a plea. First it was us, now ain't no we. You bustin' that cuss and I'm poppin' the grease. She call my phone and spill all the tea. She on your dick like dog in a fleet. Ain't stop you from being down on one knee. You know you're the only one you love is me. So cut your shit, don't you agree? That pose ain't law, that ain't guaranteed. All you had to say was I'm gon' be free. You know what it is, my name is Queen B. You keep on doing you, I'ma do you too. You keep on doing you, show me what to do. You keep on doing you, baby, you the truth. You keep on doing you, so I'ma follow suit. You keep on doing you, I'm gon' get a few. You keep on doing you, I see you have no clue. You keep on doing you, I'ma do you too. You keep on doing you, show me what to do. You keep on doing you, baby, you the truth. You keep on doing you, so I'ma follow suit. You keep on doing you, I'm gon' get a few.
One thing about Cutty P, he gonna use them drops.
What?
On every fucking song, bro.
Okay. What thing about Cutty P, bro?
Okay. What about Cutty P song with Stage Ready?
Yo.
Okay.
Yo, but Bina, I forgot about that song. You did that. I forgot about that song, Bina. You did that.
I'm trying to adjust my guests. Hold on, y'all. Miss Levin. I hope that you got some good laughs, but I hope that you also got some insight, and I want to thank you for actually calling in, because we get a lot of submissions, but we don't get a lot of live feedback. So that was
good. Oh, I have
did
fun.
You enjoy yourself?
Thank you so much. I did. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Now, I know I ain't crazy. And I ain't tripping for cutting him off.
And ain't. And not.
And ain't.
And is not. Period.
Ain't.
What other kind of colloquialism can we give her? Period. And did.
Boy.
And no.
I'm dead. Shit me.
Shit me. Only, I mean, you know, she's not crazy.
Let me say one
that's,
thing.
Her question was,
let me
is she tripping,
one
but
thing.
She's not. What's up?
Let me say one thing. On some real, the best advice somebody ever gave me, and they was like, you single until you marry. You feel me? I didn't know what they meant at the time. But now
well,
that I'm living my best life right now, because I don't got to worry about nobody checking for me, and I can check for motherfuckers when I get ready to check for motherfuckers. If I don't want to talk to you, I don't got to talk to you. If I don't want to be bothered with you, I ain't got to be bothered with you. Or whatever the fuck you got going on, I ain't got to do none of that. So when a motherfucker tell you, you're single until you're married, you take that information however you want to. But you know exactly what it means. So if you be out here having multiple friends, I ain't saying you gotta be fucking everybody, and that ain't what I'm saying. But if you out here dating and goddamn evaluating your options, baby, have multiple options. So if one nigga curve you, you can curve him right the fuck back and say, look at me, I got other niggas on the sideline waiting to get in the game, coach. You wanna play this game with me?
Somebody auntie.
She is.
She
is.
Like somebody.
Right. I like her. I'm just trying to tell y'all that I don't want people to be in a situation where I was at, and it took me a while, fucking 12 fucking years, because I've been held down for 12 years. Like, I've been locked down, and motherfuckers stopped me from doing shit that I want to do. And I'm not saying that they stopped me, but I knew that it would cause a problem in our relationship. And us as women, we would do stuff like that to make sure that we're not the problem. But when you do that, you're giving up yourself. And then a motherfucker don't really know, like, they're like, oh, she's just doing this because she just want to fuck with me like that. I can show you how it could be if I turned the tables on your ass. And if I wasn't an option, and if I had options, how the tables could be turned and how you'll be out here like, oh, you don't know who I am no more? Like, you done deleted my number.
That's why
I'm
we have a hot girl summer.
We out there
shooting dice.
We out there. I'm out here with the homie. I'm at the studio. I'll hit you up when I'm
the studio. My phone died.
My bad. I'm just out here making moves. Like a boss.
Yes!
And now you mad. But when you was doing it, I was supposed to be okay. Let me flip the tables around on you.
I'm on the block. You know I'm trying to make this money.
That part, baby. I'm on the block. How many times have all of us heard that?
The beautiful thing about this segment, though, I could say, honestly, like, there's a couple of ladies on the line that I didn't hear y'all, like, y'all don't sound like bitter, broken men bashing women. Like, the song said, like, y'all just bashing any. Y'all not.
Don't get me wrong, you better check my social media.
Y'all not accusing.
I go in on
it. Y'all not accusing every man of that man's flaws. Y'all not accusing every man of that man's flaws because every man not that man. So, I mean, that's dope.
Let me ask you like this, and I don't even remember your name, but if a female really presented you with herself, because I always say people bring their representative to the table. Let's be clear. When you go to a job, you can't be Mookie out here on the street. You have to be Michael. Okay? Let's just say you got to be Michael. So you got to bring your representative to the table. Some people bring their representative. And after you get comfortable with a motherfucker, then your real colors show out here. So then you're like, hold on, Mookie. I knew Michael. Where the fuck you come from? So now I got to be the missus instead of Tasha Bill. Oh, you don't like that shit now, do you? Because I can turn it up to a bow. And niggas don't like that because the shit that a female can't accept, niggas can't accept. A female can still be like, I want to be with this nigga. I want to make it work and fuck a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, still have sex with a nigga because she don't want him to go out here and fuck with nobody else. But Mookie don't give a fuck about that shit. He's still going to go out here and fuck other bitches and do that shit. And then when goddamn Tasha Bill say, you know what, little bitch? I'm tired of your stupid ass. I'm about to go find me four other niggas to be on the team. Now, like how I turn it up, bitch.
Hold up, little bitch.
Oh, now you bad.
Hold up.
You don't even want to think about me kissing another nigga. You don't even want to think about me in the club, Drake hugging on somebody.
How about this? We're going to tell them like this. We're going to get this in, and we're going to tell them like this.
Wait till I get dressed. Just wait.
And you better know it, baby.
Now he is so involved, I always been the bitch that caused other bitches problems. I'm a lady in the street, but I can so
trying to flex, but I'm telling you, just wait till I get dressed. Just wait till I get dressed. I'll be out here probably looking like a mess, but I'm telling you.
Wait till I get dressed. I'll
be out here looking like a mess. Wait
till I get dressed. Now,
that shit was
motherfucking hot.
Nobody
knows what you have
wait
going
till
on.
I get dressed. You understand me?
Motherfucking head.
Don't you
want to motherfucking that nigga dressed and walk the fuck out that
motherfucking
I did that for my ladies because I went somewhere and people always see me like, I work 50 hours a week, so I only got 2 days off. Majority of the time people see me, I'm in work clothes or I'm in mommy mode. I'm at the grocery store. I might just have some sweats and a white beater or some shit like that. When I get dressed up, niggas like, oh, who that? Who is that? Nigga, you been to me. I probably tried to holler at you and you shut me down. Oh, but now I'm dressed as you want to talk to me. Nah, nigga, I'm going to curve you like you curved me. Wait till I get dressed. You feel me? And that is why that is, because when a bitch really get dressed and present herself to the world, baby, a nigga will be mad at you. Oh, you out here with lashes on and shit? I ain't never seen you with no lashes. Because, nigga, I thought you was cool.
I swear to God. Like I said,
oh,
they
don't
like
so
I
let
said.
Me show myself off. Let me get flashy
like
for
I
the
said.
Other niggas out here.
Like
lashes?
I said on Monday.
Let me get flashy.
Like I said on Monday, I said this song has numerous meanings to me. Like, there's so many meanings to this song. Like, don't let me put on no clothes, bro. Because I'll fuck you up.
I will fuck you up.
Like, don't make me put on no clothes, bro. Like, man, you
like you think nobody
gonna humble.
Want me? Wait
like,
till I get
no,
dressed.
No. Like you see me, like Beastie. You see Beastie. He in the streets. He humble. But he got the wife beater and the shorts on, flip flops. He humble. But don't let me get dressed. There's so many meanings to this song. Let me stay in my little wife beater shorts and flip flops. Because if I
right.
get dressed, it can get ugly. It can get
ugly.
Wait
till I get
this.
It's
10:45. Let me drop this in y'all spirit real quick. August 7th, Stage Radio Awards will be in New York. We will be in New York. Please do not say. Where is it going to be? I was waiting for y'all to tell me. I didn't get my tickets. I didn't get my hotel. I didn't book a flight. Whatever you need to do. The date.
Now, I need y'all to inbox me.
August.
I need y'all to inbox me. I need to take a couple days off. I'm about to take a vacation, and I ain't even been there long. I'm about to take a
August
vacation because I need
7.
To be where y'all at. I need to know who y'all know.
August 7th, we will be in New York. Given the Stage Radio semi-annual award for the first time in New York.
We're going home. We're taking it home. And we're pulling out some of the people that we know, some people that's influential and things like that. We're going to pack the building. So you might want to make sure August 7th, y'all put your time in.
Well,
y'all
booked
the flights now. They spent the semi. They didn't get their
May
flight.
First.
They spent the semi.
May 1st. May 1st, we'll be dropping the nominees for the Stage Radio Awards in New York, May 1st.
Well,
so stay tuned for
that.
May 1st. You have to have a song in, I want to say, by April 29th.
I got to get a song in.
May 1st. May 1st. I can't wait, man. Okay. Your song had to have been smashed. Your song had to have been on somebody's top 10. You had to have your song requested. Please don't get mad if you're not nominated. Pull up and still come have fun. Perform. You never know who you might meet.
Yeah, I'm
a
big y'all gonna be at?
Huh?
The show was gonna be in the Bronx.
Yeah.
Are y'all gonna take you to the boogie down? That's what it do.
Of course.
I'll pull up for real.
Yeah.
I'll pull up for real.
Hell yeah, that shit gonna be crazy. Get your tickets, book your travel, all that, man. Come out, come have fun. Please send me some records, though.
Right.
So.
But it's to be done.
Yo, Nick, I think we only going to have 10 nominees in each category. No more.
That's still a lot. Yay for them.
You think we want 5?
My patience is thin. I'm ready to cut it down to 5.
You want 5? 5 nominees?
8. Criminal cop, cream of the crop.
You know who you gotta,
no
you gotta be. You gotta be something to be in that top 5, though. You sure you wanna do this?
Yeah, I'm not being nominated.
Let's
I'm,
do
I'm
this.
Ready. Let's
do this. 5 nominees in each category. Oh my God. Oh my God, there's gonna be so many people saying, fuck the Stage Radio.
They always say that. It's time to stop holding people's hands. It's time to stop holding people's hands.
Oh
yep,
man,
I thought I had a
get through free card because I was on the track with Nicki and Beastie. Damn.
You better send in that good track before May 1st.
He over here talking about a get out of free card, and I'm sitting here talking about I gotta send in a song.
Right. Send it in.
That girl said 5 nominees.
I was definitely thinking
that's
the same thing.
Nikki, I want to meet you.
All right.
Let me get set. Let me get set.
That's still a lot. I guess. I mean, you the boss. You the boss,
no,
but y'all heard what I said.
5?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
That's it.
Happy life is what a happy
that's
life.
Cool.
5. Nominees. This is going to be some shit here. This is going to be some shit here, yo. Oh, my God. Nikki, you got to sit down. We got to go through this movie. Real, real good, Nikki. Real, real good.
We absolutely can.
5 female rappers. 5 male rappers. We have 5 singles.
Those are the biggest categories. Chop it down.
And listen, And listen. These are people that's going to have to promote themselves. If they already do not promote themselves, ain't no need for them to even be in the category, period.
Well, Diva said something right there. Diva said something. Diva threw 2 cents in that pot. She definitely did.
Gotta promote
yourself. She threw some change in there.
She gave us more work. Because now we got to check out who promoting themselves.
That ain't all right. I should be able to Google search you. Honestly. If you are serious about your craft, I should be able to Google search you. And it doesn't have to pop up a website. It should pop up a social media page. It can pop up a tweet. It can pop up a performance that somebody recorded and tagged you in it.
I have to Google search myself.
I should be able to Google search you.
I'm about to see if I can Google search me right now. If I can't, I'm going to be mad.
That's all I'm looking for. You got to get on your grind.
I can Google search me.
Look,
now I can use that line. You better Google search me. Y'all know y'all just put Petty in it for me.
Luckily, my name is Kazerny, and I'm the only one with that name, so I'm always popular with that.
How you spell Kazerny?
Kazerny. Google it.
Nikki, how you spell Nikki?
D-A-B-A-S-T-A-G-E-R-A-D-I-O. That's right. If you know the song, sing along.
Everywhere. Shout out to the Stage Radio, man. Over 800 episodes.
How do you spell Queen B? How do you spell Queen B?
Who cares? I tell you this. Nikki, I'm hiring security just for the Queen B. Because she's going to try to fuck you. See her, bro, don't let her near me, because she's going to try to set it, baby. Yeah, Queen B is my guy, yo. I love her, Queen B.
I ain't even going to try to fight you. I ain't got to do all that. All I'm going to do is trip your ass. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall.
You call my Humpty Dumpty. Humpty Dumpty.
All right. She been practicing, babe. She been waiting on this one.
She was waiting on this one.
She woke up and thought about this one. She's like, yeah, I'm going to throw this one. Yeah, you get
this one's fun. This was fun. I appreciate all of y'all. I love everybody. I did not take my medicine so I can be awake for this.
Me too, bro.
Show tonight.
Me too.
So it is time. Y'all send your anonymous letters via thestageradio.com, or if you bold, just hit us in the DM or thestageradio@gmail.com. We will promise to keep it a band if we decide to read your letter on air. We will not sugarcoat shit with you. Promise you that.
So don't
think just because you said that we're gonna play it that night. Please don't think that.
Oh yeah, no, because I have to shuffle through.
I gotta shuffle through. So that means just listen every night and see when your letter's up. But we love y'all. Good night.
Good night, y'all.
Good night, y'all.
Oh, I was waiting because I said, we love y'all. Good night. And nobody was saying nothing back.
Good night. Good night. Good night.
Good night, y'all.
Good night. Peace.
All right.
Hey. Big up the youth, them. It's your girl, Lil Tiff. Yo, we want my spirit so when I lie from people, we still try to kill them. In the know why you read so far, I just fight for them, but you feel one little bit cool, but that's just a blessing. Holy Spirit, I shine hope on you, but that's just a blessing. You press the heart and judge and bless you. Some people in a life, yeah, them really want to kill you. Them no want to see you make it, them just want to see you struggle. Persistence is the key. Could agree, determination, meditation, bring for possibility. People see a star, strike the literally stopping me. Them come round, yeah, with them negativity. Me a preaching generation, don't listen to me, please. Work hard, see your goals and turn things to reality. Yo, we want our spirit to win a life. Some people, we still try to kill up. Keep on mind out of me heart. Give negativity because I'm a star. Every day me wake up, me pray for your proper heart. Me a elevate, I gotta open gates. Then my wonder how me make it, but it's a just a fate. No matter where you are, go do the hits and same, I go eat. So no follow them up and stop procrastinate. Them a try fight me up, but me a rise. I want to bend the system, me a aim for the sky. Not a time to waste our evil for outside. Work hard for my goals and then my stars shine. Yo, we want my spirit to win a life. Some people we still try to kill up. Them don't know why you read so far, I just fight. But them birds I feel one day could be cool. But that's just a blessing. Holy Spirit, I shine hope on you. But that's just a blessing. Struggle, persistence is the key. Yes, I could agree. Determination, meditation, bring for possibility. People see a star, strike the literally stopping me. Then them come on, yeah, with them negativity. Me a preaching generation, don't listen to me, please. Work hard.